It's the 26th of November. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. An eight-week trial has concluded at Ipswich Crown Court with the conviction of a man from Sandy who was charged by Suffolk Police with the murder of a two-year-old child. Scott Jeff was found guilty by a jury in the murder of Isabella Jonas Wealdon following 36 days of his escalating and finally fatal abuse. Isabella's mother, Chelsea Gleeson Mitchell from Biggleswade, was accused of knowingly standing by while the violence against her daughter occurred. She was found not guilty of the murder in the same trial. For 3 days following the murder, the couple continued on as normal, using a buggy to push the child's lifeless body around, while they were seen riding the bus, eating at McDonald's and drinking at pubs. Both Jeff and Gleeson Mitchell are due to be sentenced on the 13th of December. Bedford Borough Council has been awarded the Employer Recognition Scheme Gold Award from the Ministry of Defence for its unwavering support of those within the armed forces. The council has consistently advocated for the hiring of armed service personnel. A raid at premises on the High Street in Great Barford has led to the discovery of suspicious substances used in the creation of explosive devices. Bedfordshire police arrested a man in his 50s at the property, but he has since been released on bail under conditions while the investigation moves forward. Matt Inwood, the Detective Chief Inspector, said a small number of residents from flats within the property have been evacuated as a precaution, but we would like to reassure the community that we do not believe there is any wider risk to residents. Sue Ryder's tree cycling service has returned and is now available to borough residents within certain select postcodes to have their real Christmas tree picked up between the 9th and the 12th of January. Those interested in the scheme, which raises money for the healthcare charity, will have to book an available time slot with the organisation's volunteers on their website. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.
Working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. Those same four walls, not to mention your co-workers. Familiar? Provident House in Harper Street, Bedford has everything you need to run your business away from home. It's friendly, fun, quirky, inspiring and creative, with meeting rooms, hot desks, serviced offices, virtual mailboxes, free Wi-Fi and tea and coffee on tap. The only downside is explaining to your co-worker why you're leaving. To see what you're missing, visit www.provident.house.